Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL.
There has never been a Carolina player quite like Larry Miller. This is Archansky with Friday Sports Notebook. Half of the famed L&M boys with Bob Lewis, who I featured yesterday, Miller was the first five-star recruit signed by Dean Smith. He was from Pennsylvania, where Duke won the recruiting landscape with three Final Four teams in the early 1960s. But instead of following state mates to Durham, Miller wanted to build something of his own in Chapel Hill. A 6'4 man-child, muscle-bound, athletic, and drop-dead gorgeous, Miller's motto was work hard and play hard, and that he did. Of Miller, they said he could party the night before and still go out and get 20-10 the next afternoon in an ACC game. On the way back from a big win at Virginia, he paid the kitchen boy at a restaurant where the Tar Heels were eating to sneak a case of beer on the bus. That was some ride home. Miller is the only Tar Heel to win two ACC Player of the Year awards and two ACC Tournament MVPs. Think of the other All-Americans who starred here, from Rosenbluth to Schaffer to Scott to Ford to Worthy to Jordan to Jamison to Hansbrough. No one else did that. His 32 points combined with Lewis's 26 beat Duke for a third time in the 1967 ACC Championship game and sent Carolina on to the first of three straight conference titles and trips to the Final Four. With a small medal around his neck and black hair flopping as he played, Miller can shoot the left-handed jumper, feed the post, or drive it to the hole and muscle it up and in. He was a ferocious rebounder for his size and dogged defender. And he had a penchant for the big play as much as any Tar Heel before or after him. He went on to play for the old ABA with the red, white, and blue ball and three-point line and still holds the ABA single-game scoring record of 67 points for the Carolina Cougars. At the front end of his career, he was the all-time leading high school scorer in Pennsylvania, where he still lives and remains a legend to this day. Larry Miller thrilled fans, wowed the girls, and threw fear into opposing coaches and players. He was the second half of the L&M boys, who began the Dean Smith reign of greatness. This is Archansky. See ya.